You're listening to SBS News.
The Treaty of Amity, signed in August 1955, stipulates issues pertaining to bilateral relations between Iran and the United States fall under the International Court of Justice's jurisdiction. It was signed roughly 2 years after a US-sponsored coup against Iran's first democratically elected government, under then-Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a decision to end it should have been taken after the 1979 Islamic Revolution, when the Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, was overthrown.
I'm announcing that the United States is terminating the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran. This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue.
The decision to act now comes after Iran filed a lawsuit at the court in July, arguing US sanctions violate the terms of the bilateral Amity Treaty and are destroying the national economy and currency. The lawsuit was in response to a US decision in May to withdraw from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and set new sanctions on Iran. Iran had only ever taken the United States to the court twice before, in 1988 over the downing of an Iranian airliner that killed all 290 people on board, and in 1992 over US attacks on Iranian oil rigs in the late 80s. The presiding judge of the UN court, Abdul Qawi Yusuf, has announced the ruling on Iran's latest challenge.
The court considers that the United States must remove, by means of its choosing, any impediment arising from the measures announced on 8 May 2018 to the free exportation to the territory of Iran of goods required for humanitarian needs, such as medicines and medical devices, foodstuffs and agricultural commodities, as well as goods and services required for the safety of civil aviation.
Judge Yusuf says the ruling has been made in the interests of the Iranian people.
The court is of the view that a prejudice can be considered as irreparable when the persons concerned are exposed to danger to health and life. In its opinion, the measures adopted by the United States have the potential to endanger civil aviation safety in Iran and the lives of its users.
Iran has welcomed the ruling, saying it proves Iran is not in the wrong and the US sanctions against its people are illegal and cruel. The United States says it will continue to provide humanitarian assistance while the sanctions are in place. However, the 15-judge panel rejected Iran's call for ordering the reinstated US sanctions terminated without delay and ordering the United States to compensate Iran for the revenue losses it has incurred. Mr. Pompeo says he welcomes the ruling.
The court's ruling today was a defeat for Iran. It rightly rejected all of Iran's baseless requests. The court denied Iran's attempt to secure broad measures to interfere with US sanctions and rightly noted Iran's history of noncompliance with its international obligations under the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons.
The United States continues to argue Iran has been violating the terms of the nuclear deal signed by Iran, the United States, Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia. The accord called for Iran to limit its controversial nuclear activities in return for relief from international sanctions. But in May, US President Donald Trump said the accord had failed to achieve its objective of blocking Iran's ballistic missile program and the country's support for terrorism. Mr. Trump reinstated sanctions targeting Iran's purchase of US dollars, its trade in gold and other precious metals, and its automotive sector. In November, a second batch of potentially more damaging sanctions will be imposed on Iran's oil and shipping sectors, as well as its central bank. Mr. Pompeo says Iran is trying to misuse the court in taking the United States to it over the sanctions.
Iran seeks to challenge the United States' decision to cease participation in the Iran nuclear deal and to reimpose the sanctions that were lifted as a part of that deal. Iran is attempting to interfere with the sovereign rights of the United States to take lawful actions necessary to protect our national security. And Iran is abusing the ICJ for political and propaganda purposes.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has criticized the US withdrawal from the nuclear deal, calling the US government an outlaw regime. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.